gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, or straight. There is one thing that these type of people have in common. They are all human beings and they have the right to think different things. People should accept them for who they are if they choose to date someone of same sex or not. My name is Tiana Pleasant and today we will discuss why my sister, Debrea Pleasant, chose to like a person of same sex, what she classifies herself as and why, and why my older brother, Talia Bailey, does not approve of her decision. Now I am going to introduce my sister, Debrea Pleasant. She is 15 years old and she attends Overbrook High School. She is currently in a relationship with another female, which gave me the idea of this podcast.
Tell the story about how you and Lene first got together.
Well, me and Lene met through my best friend, Yanni. Yanni is her best friend from 8th grade, and I'm Yanni's best friend from 9th. And whatever. And me and Lene, actually, I thought, like, Yanni has a friend that's a, you know, a dyke. Okay, Yanni has a best friend that's a dyke. Like, ew, like. And then one day we was talking on the phone. She actually, Yanni put me on the phone with her. I was like, hello. I said, who this? She said, Lene. I said, it's not no girl, it's a boy. She was like, she just started laughing. I'm like, she's like, I wanted to meet you. So I had that face on it, like, what? Like, I don't roll that way. But I didn't say it. I said, oh, true, I wanted to meet you too. So we left school early. And I met her. I said, damn, she like a nigga. She fine. And I didn't think, you know, I was gonna get with her. Whatever. But I still thought she was cute. And I wanted to take her from this girl named Brianna. Cause I know she liked me from the rip. Cause she kept staring at me.
Alright, don't care about Brianna. Can you describe the feeling you had inside the moment Lene asked you to be your girlfriend?
Actually, Lene did not ask me to be her girlfriend. She demanded that I was her girlfriend.
Oh. Alright, so, how does she make you happy?
Lene, she makes me happy. Because, she buys me. Actually, I don't be asking for it. She actually cares about me. She think I have an eating problem, but I don't have an eating problem. She be like, you have to eat. Every time she about to come up to my school, she call me like, do you want something to eat? Sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no. She buys me stuff. I don't be asking for it. Like, she spoils me. That's my baby.
So, do you think your decision on dating someone of the same sex as you will affect our family in any way?
Actually, we have a, you know, a gay cousin. And if that don't affect our family, then I don't think I would either. So, and I don't care if I did affect the family.
So, how do you think mommy and daddy feel about the decision you made?
I know mommy and daddy doesn't care because I already talked to them about it. I think mommy, like, when I first talked to mommy, I don't think she really liked it. And then she couldn't say, like, with the F, like, she couldn't say nothing because I was gonna break up with Lene because my mom thought, like, no. If it was like that, then I would have told her I've been breaking with my dad, you know. But I really don't think she liked it, and I really don't think she really liked it now, but I think she's not going to, like, you know, because I'm her daughter, like, what? She can't reject me. I'm not going anywhere. She got used to it, you feel me?
I feel you.
Give me two.
Alright, so you know how it's like people, they bisexual, they're gay, lesbians, dykes, and all that other stuff. What do you classify yourself as?
Actually, I classify myself as straight because it's not like we bump coochies or whatever. We like, she has a strap, you know, everybody knows what a strap on is. A penis. Not a penis that you put on, okay? And it's not like we bump coochies. You feel me? And yeah, I know you don't care. I know you and my girlfriend is cool. But my brother, our brother, TJ, I know he has a different opinion about how, you know, but you know, we don't care. And like, you know, I really don't care. And I know my sister, she don't care. Like, her and my girlfriend is cool.
Debray is very passionate about what and who she wants in her life. Next, we will hear the opinion of my older brother, Talib Bailey. He is 17 years old and attends Upper Darby High School.
Yes, gay relationships.
Alright, so what do you think made her want to date someone the same sex as her?
Well, my honest opinion was my sister, though very young, has had a lot of male issues, and I think she felt as though that males weren't satisfying her anymore, so she went over to the other side.
All right. Does this affect you in any way?
First-hand experience, I mean, and before it actually happened to me, I thought it was one of those things that didn't kind of bother me, but seeing it like firsthand, I realized that there was an effect on it. I can't really analyze that effect right now, but it was more of just a shock effect that I couldn't believe it was true. But I'm pretty much okay with it. I'm not upset about it.
All right. Do you think this will affect our family in any way?
Honestly, don't know. I mean, we're a very supportive family, so I think if this was what it really appears to be, that she has a good support group around her. This is really what she wants to do, the choices she wants to live with.
All right. So, I remember one day you told me that you saw Bray and her girlfriend on the couch. Can you describe what was going through your mind at that moment? Or just describe what you saw?
It was more of just a shock factor, because like I said, I don't actually believe it was true. And I want to say I didn't, in a million years, I didn't expect anybody from, I didn't expect her to be laid up with a girl, but I guess it was just one of those things, like, regardless of like how anything goes down, life goes on, so I took it in strides.
Okay, thank you. In conclusion, homosexuality affects everyday people. The fact that my sister is, and I quote, straight, but she still dates girls affect my brother in a way that he is uncomfortable with. I believe that she is at a young age where she wants to learn more about things and is a confused teenager. I do not judge her. When I look at her, I see my sister. Same-sex dating is a big issue today in society, which is part of the reason I chose to interview my family, because they are a prime example of this issue.